All right, well, welcome to those on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us. Tom, thanks for being here. You got the official clicker, Tom. I'd appreciate that. That'd be muchos appreciated. I hope everyone had a great and amazing Christmas Eve, and that we had our Christmas Adam service here. We had 117 on Christmas Adam. Did you know that, Bruce? It was 117 here. You did not know that. Now you know that. The crowd went wild. Whoosh. Okay, so his first song might put you to sleep. Melody was yawning earlier, but we like it. It's good stuff. It's a pretty song, huh? Sleepy little baby boy, lay your head on my chest. Welcome to this great big world. You're gonna need your rest. Baby Jesus. See that star in the sky? Oh, it shines just for you. On this night, do you know what you were sent to do? Sleepy little baby boy, tonight you feel no pain. Daddy's got you safe and warm. Everything is okay. Angels told me this world has grown too cold and cruel, and the kings that you see on their knees bow for you. Sleepy little baby boy, sleepy little baby boy, I'll never understand. Did you even have a choice? Or was this part of your plan? Lamb of God, pure and true, brought to life, sacrificed to rule the world, to save us all. But still tonight, you'll just sleepy little baby boy, sleepy little baby boy, in my arms. Pretty song. Pretty song by Corey Cadill, and Josh Martin actually did the vocal on that one, at least on the ones we were doing. Melody, you going to come up here and sing for us for Breath of Heaven? I got to go back here, don't I?
I have traveled Amazing love.
Well, she says something in the microphone. Okay, so who's been hanging out here with us? Let's see.
You're my guest.
Oops.
I felt off. I was at your mic.
Well, you could have sat over at that mic. Okay. Okay. Karen and Janice and Howard, welcome. Yeah, that Karen Riley. Of course, I'm looking at Karen too. And thanks. Thank you, Karen. The awesome piano plan on those songs and the upcoming songs too. Thank you, Karen. Todd Truman's hanging out. Rich Basor, Nancy Lee's on here. Todd's got the zzz, he got the sleeping. I told him to yawn. Todd's yawning on that one.
Sometimes you need some slow songs.
And Matt Becknell's joined in, and Dee Dee Connigan's hanging out here. Mark and Gloria Burton's, Chip is watching. How about that? Rolling Dan's here too. Yeah, Todd. Yeah, Todd drummer rocking it. Yeah, boy, the cymbal bills. Woo, boy, we're really nailing that one. Yeah, please. Let's and we'll do it just as a regular song, so we won't. Yeah, we'll go. Actually, yeah, we'll actually do the real bridge, and then we'll finish up with the chorus. We'll keep it pretty simple here. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? My joy and honor you in all I do, to honor you. You are my King, Jesus. You are my King, Jesus. You. She adapted nicely. I don't know. Do you want to do hymns? If you're up for it, I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
I mean, I'm not going to play it.
Infant holy. Yeah, see, look. I started going to harmony, and you wanted to go there, didn't you? And I beat you to it. But you did on the verse two, though. That worked nicely. That worked very nicely. Okay, Bruce, we're going. Or Bruce, yeah, Bruce is ready. Bruce is ready. But I was trying to say Tom. I was looking at Tom and thinking Bruce. And anyway, yep, he's found it. He's even all set. You want to go to this one, Karen? Hold on a second here. Okay, who else is rolling on with this thing? Todd. Merry Christmas, Todd. God bless him. Jackie's watching. That's awesome. And Karen Rowley's up back. I guess she must have left and come back. No, she isn't. She's commenting, pretty. Thank you. Yep. Whenever I get the melody up here, you can definitely say pretty. We're always good with that. And Beverly's hanging with us, too. Okay, remember, we're taking the prayer requests. Got any prayer requests? We're going to write them down. We're going to get in our little prayer circle here a little later. But in the meantime, this is actually going to be our special. We're going to have Jim Reck will be sharing a message with us this Sunday. And his message is themed on hope. So how appropriate we decided to do David Crowder's All My Hope. I felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. Oh, I hate the same, a prodigal return. Thank God that yesterday is gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the breaks a man, breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Oh yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing with me. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday is gone. Yeah, all my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. Come on and sing. Thank God that yesterday's gone. Yeah, all my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the who else has joined up with us here? I'm seeing, I saw Beverly before. Jason, Joseph, Todd, Travel Mercies, absolutely for you, brother. He's traveling back here. Gary Wissman's, what? Gary ought to be much better technically this time. We had to replace an outdoor unit, actually, for the internet feed. Tracy Anthony's joined with us. Karen says, love it, great job. She's having fun. We're having fun here, too. Thanks for having fun with us, Karen. Always a good, good thing. You feeling lucky on the closing? You sounded good before. Just sing loud. Sing loudly, okay? Sure. Sure, we'll sing loudly.
Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Listen to our praises to the babe so dear. Sing we, Noel.
catch you off guard, Melanie?
A little bit. A little higher than I thought you would go.
You didn't think I'd go? I can go higher than that if I'm wearing the right pants. So, anyway. Who else has joined up with us? Tracy says, Happy New Year's. Please play for her mom. What's wrong with your mom? Her mom, Brenda, she finds out in January if lymphoma cancer is gone. Well, we declare that cancer gone, Tracy, in the name of Jesus. That's good. That's just a good. And Gary Wisman says, sounds awesome. Well, Gary's a sound man, so. All right. Thank you, Gary. That's what we like to hear. You remember this one, Melanie, now? Of course you do. We just practiced it before, right? Goody, goody. Here we go. I stand, Lord, to praise you, but I fall on my knee. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. So light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again. I feel your arms around me as the power of your healing begins. Your spirit moves through me like a mighty rushing wind. So light the fire in my soul. Give me a moment here. We're going to switch microphones, share a little message with you, take some more prayer requests. Who else has joined up here with us? I see Ralph has joined. Lacey's joined. Gary's already gone here. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Larry Gallagher. Anybody recognize that name? Larry Gallagher. That sounds familiar. And Steve Sedich has joined, too. That's neat. All right. So I trust everyone had an awesome and blessed Christmas. It's a good thing to do. Thank you, Karen. Right, for those of you watching on Facebook, look, you can see Karen. You'll see her walk her through. She's hiding the piano here. Did an awesome job for us, Karen. Thank you. Okay. So we do the old, can you hear me now, right? Looks like they should be able to hear me now. Grab this, and this. Oops, and this. Too many things to grab. Okay, so we had for those of you who were with us at the very beginning, you heard me mention about our Christmas Adam service that we had, which is the Christmas Eve, so it was on Monday. And gosh, we had quite a few in this church, more than I've seen in quite a long time. You had to set out extra sets of chairs three different times to accommodate. There was 117 is what I was told. What was that? really cool thing. All right. Well, that's Melody brings up a point, and hopefully Larry's still watching and listening here with it. Of course, one of Larry had many times through the years talked about his vision of just seeing this place, you know, pretty much packed to overflowing, and that's pretty near close. I mean, the fire code says one thing for the number of people, but but it was packed. It was great. It was great. We really enjoyed it. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Every seat certainly would have been filled if, but it's kind of human nature, right? Okay, let me write down some of these things I had. We had Tracy Anthony's mom, Brenda. So for Tracy's mom, Brenda, yep, we're declaring that. She's healed. She is, it is clean. No cancer confirmed. So confirmation that cancer is just gone. What, Melody? Todd for Travel Mercies. How many what? Oh, there was actually 108 seats that were out before you added extras, so obviously there's spaces where people don't want to sit on top of each other. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it was good. It was a blessing. I mean, it makes me think we should need to be doing the Christmas Adam that day, the Eve. We should try that again next year and see if it was a fluke because it was Monday or if that just plain works. But it was good. Let me see. Make sure I haven't missed any other. Let me scroll backwards. Two days before Christmas. Well, of course, Christmas Adam was always 2 days before Christmas. Remember, it's Adam, Eve, Christmas, right? Actually, no. You know, I did a little research. Somebody prompted me to actually research this Christmas Adam thing, and apparently it's been around. It's, you know, I always thought I was just real clever coming up because I'm calling it Christmas Adam since I've been like 10 or 12 years old, and I thought I came up with it. Oh, you liked it. You liked the term? And for those of you who didn't watch that, make sure you watch that. We had I actually had a camera set up in the back, and when we did the candles with the Silent Night, did you watch the clip? It's a really neat clip, so I'd encourage you. Now, you can find that if you're on my wall. Well, you're on my wall here now. You're watching me, so you can scroll on down. When we're done, scroll on down and take a look at it. It'll be all black with the I put the very last verse of that. Yeah, the cross is lit up, and you see the people doing the candles. Yeah, because I had the camera in the back, because my main camera, of course, is right here, that rolls through. So, neat stuff. Really neat stuff. Melody, you actually had something that I wanted you to read. If you'd be so kind. Matter of fact, I want you to just come up here, okay? So people can see you, too. So Melody was reading a book, which you can tell you about.
Yeah, I can explain it.
You explain it.
You don't know what I was reading.
You're right.
So I got this book from my grandma, and it's pretty much someone's experience of they have visions of heaven, and so they were seeing it, and so they had an interaction with Jesus, and I thought it was just a really neat piece, so I wanted to read it because I said, hey, Dad, this is pretty cool, so I wanted to read it to him. Let me see if I can find my spot here. Okay. So this was, it was a woman that went. So she wrote, I pray that I can walk worthy of the calling of God. And so the context of the situation is that she's up in heaven and she's seeing God's heart, or Jesus' heart, literally seeing Jesus' heart. He is showing that to her, which, I mean, oh my gosh, what a powerful experience. But it says, I pray I can walk worthy of the calling of God. Jesus' heart still remained open and tender towards me. Jesus, what can I do about people I don't get along with? I love those people. Jesus' heart remained open to my gaze. Jesus, I need sanctification in my life. I came to earth and lived among people. I opened my heart to them. I was tender and loving. See the marks of my visit? He showed me his nail-scarred hands, and I began to cry. But they can't do that to you. They can't treat you mean. Don't they know who you are? You are God. You love them. My tears showed how upset I was. Then I realized my sins had been what nailed him to the cross. How could I? But Jesus had not shut his heart to me. His heart is still open and tender, and I am to be like him. Whoa. So I thought that was really neat and really powerful, because, you know, we're thinking about, what's that one Casting Crowns song where it's talking about, you know, we're the ones that are ending up deciding and making those decisions about who can come and who can stay. I don't remember what the song was exactly called. But that made me think of that a little bit too, you know, and how we're trying to be these gatekeepers of who can get into heaven and who can't. But really, you know, it's not about if I get along with someone or not, because obviously we have different personalities and personalities clash and the world gets in the way and all that stuff. But God has made that very clear to us. He is letting us know that, you know, these are his children. We are all his children. And he loves us so, so incredibly much. And, you know, it's not about us putting up that barrier. And in fact, that's kind of a problem, because when we're doing that, we're stopping people from getting to God and from hearing his word. And that has eternal consequences. Like, if you really stop and think about it, you know, us deciding in this moment, oh, I don't feel like it because I don't really like them or something like that, that is messing with their eternity, and that is stopping a chance where they could have heard about the word of God and they could have experienced him and experienced his love. And so I think it's just really important that we keep that in mind, that it's, you know, it's not about us. It's about us doing God's will, and it's about really sending out his message and being his hands and feet, even when we don't feel like being his hands and feet, even when we don't want to be his hands and feet, you know, because that's a lot of work, and it may not be what our mind is telling us that we want to do, you know, but our spirit, where God is residing, maybe that's telling us something different. And so when we feel that inclination, we really need to be leaning into that and just following the heart of God and the spirit of God, and just knowing that we are working for his purpose, and we are working, you know, for the greater glory, so that we can see more people in heaven. We had someone that lives near our house that passed away just, what was it, yesterday? This morning, something like that. It was very recent. And, I mean, that was just like a shock to the face, you know, or just a shock, you know, just, wow, you know, this can really happen at any time. And then if we, in our selfishness and our ignorance and whatever, you know, didn't go out and just share the love of God with those people, I almost feel like that's coming back on us, because we weren't taking those steps. And yes, I'm sure there's lots of other instances where people can hear the word of God, but, you know, we are one of those steps along that pathway. And so we need to be sure that when those opportunities arise, that we are taking that, and that we are seizing those moments, and that we are making sure that, you know, we're doing our part, because God's will is going to happen no matter what. It's going to happen. But if we are willing to become a part of that, then it's just so much better for us on our ends, because we are glorifying God and doing what he wants us to do, and we are becoming a vessel to do that. So I thought that was pretty neat. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Dad?
To what you're... Hey, I got all kinds of things, you know.
Because that was what I was thinking about when I read it. But nice. If you wanted to add anything.
That's right. I can't top that. Are you kidding? It's the Word of God.
So.
Nice.
That's all I got.
All right. I'll share a little bit from Isaiah, actually.
Sounds good.
Good. Thank
Pass
you,
Pass it Melody. Off.
Pass it off. Okay. Do that real quick. What was that last sentence on what you had read, though? That the one that I told you that really clicked with me. I want to hear that again. Here, actually, it was toward the end. You were talking about. Here, read that one again for me.
Then I realized my sins. That one.
I think it was that one. Yeah.
Then I realized my sins had been what nailed him to the cross. How could I? But Jesus had not shut his heart to me. His heart is still open and tender, and I am to be like him.
We are to be like Christ. Thanks, Melody. We are to be like Christ, absolutely. You know, this of course can be a really rough time of year for a lot of people. You know, they've lost loved ones at this time of year, or they feel alone because a lot of them have moved on, right? Moved on hopefully into eternal glory. We're not the judge. God is the judge. I posted something this morning, or actually maybe it was this evening. I'm losing track of when I posted it. It was today, and it was actually on Isaiah 43, and it was verse 2, but let me just start actually into verse 1. So Isaiah 43 is talking about Israel's only Savior. So Isaiah 43, verse 1, but now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have summoned you by name, you are mine. And here's the verse that I actually posted, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isn't that interesting there? Okay, this is Old Testament, of course, and God is saying, I'm your Savior. But we know he sent Jesus to be our Savior, right? So there's a three in one also happening. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He said, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba for your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. So do not be afraid, for I am with you. And I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth, and everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. Right there, God created us, right? God created us for his glory, whom I formed and made. It's neat stuff. Neat stuff. I had, if he's watching right now, don't worry, I'm not going to mention names, but I had a person who's been seeking healing for a while, and he's received healing before, but he's not receiving now, and of course, one of the things that I read this morning, I've shared with you on the Book of Mysteries that I've been reading. It's a devotional by Jonathan Cahn, K-C-A-H-N. And in the Book of Mysteries today, it talks about how things of heaven need to come to earth. Things of earth don't go to heaven. Sorry, it's blessings. Blessings come from heaven down. There's no blessings here on earth that go up, short of glorifying God, of course. But what was really interesting with what they were pointing out with that is no matter how hard we try here on this earth, there's nothing we can do that's ever good enough for us to earn our way up into heaven. It doesn't exist. It has to be that gift, that blessing that comes from heaven down. Heaven down. So it's like, yeah, that's good. Heaven's pushing down. And of course, Jesus came down from heaven. And of course, went up back in there after he showed us how we're supposed to be doing things. He says, here's what you got to do, guys. Here's what's got to happen. Let me see if I've missed any other Facebook stuff happening through here. Any other prayer requests? I got Todd Travel Mercies. I got Tracy Anthony for her mom, Brenda. And I don't see any other ones on here. For those of you watching, we're going to take some prayer requests and the like local here. So type away. Tell us what's been going on. And I'll hand this over to Tom. See what's been happening in your world there, Tom.
Well, one of the things during a Christmas season, for people who have dementia and Alzheimer's, a lot of times they really don't know what's going on, but I think we need prayers for their families.
Yeah, good.
The ones who the individual does not know anymore, that they feel kind of lost. They see a shell in front of them, but that shell doesn't realize who they are anymore. And at this time of the year, it's really heartbreaking when you see families come in the different nursing homes where these families have dementia and Alzheimer's.
Right.
And a lot of times families will go out, some of them will be mad because they don't recognize them, but they don't understand the disease.
Right.
And it's just other ones will go out crying because they see their loved ones that they want to talk with and they don't remember them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to say anything intimate that they used to say to them. And yeah, that's why at this time of the year, families need a lot of prayers to keep their, shall we say, their sanity together.
Yeah. That's good. Thanks for lifting that up, brother. Appreciate it. Hello, Bruce. It's Thursday.
It is. I just want to briefly share a blessing that actually started about 2 years ago in this sanctuary. I had my appointment with the oncologist last Friday, and my most recent scan was completely clear still.
Beautiful.
So I just want to lift up that Amen. Praise for the blessing.
And it should be. That's awesome, brother. It's awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. Being healed of cancer.
Amen.
Now, if I remember correctly, Bruce, you had to actually hand it back to Bruce. Especially for people that are watching now. Would you mind just briefly sharing your testimony with it? Because you had like three tumors or three things you could feel on your body. Is that right?
Yeah, I had. It started out as melanoma that went to stage four, and I actually had tumors on the outside of my body that you could see and tumors on the inside that you couldn't see. And after... the blessing that I received here and some darn good work by the hospital and the oncologist and everything else. I had four doses of immunotherapy, which is usually just a good start. And when I showed up for my CAT scan on the fifth time, because you have to get a scan before they give you the next dose, when they read it, there was nothing there.
Amen. Amen.
So.
That's good stuff.
Very good.
And if I remember correctly, you had a really cool doctor, too, that was equally excited for you by that.
Oh, she was still excited Friday. She gave me she gave me a big hug when I left. You know, not, you know.
She liked your beard, Bruce.
A little, yeah. A little out of character with most doctors, but...
That's fantastic.
She was almost as excited about it as I was.
Amen. Amen. That's great news. Thanks for sharing, brother.
Sure.
That's awesome. Very
it's the
awesome.
Joy of God. Amen. Good things happening. Just prayers for our church since Pastor Larry is no longer here. And so just this time of transition and that we'll just continue to draw closer to God and that whoever needs to be here, you know, is going to get here and that it's going to be clear and plainly obvious, you know, who needs to be here and that they're going to get in here. So.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Melody. I will be lifting up the Emmaus community, the Northern Lights Emmaus community. We have flights for Chrysalis. Thank you, Bruce. We have flights for Chrysalis that are coming up. That's the age 15 to 24 range. It's actually a combination of what they call Chrysalis and Journey is what it's called. We actually join them together, so we have a broader age range. I already know of one boy that should be going around there, and I think I know of at least one girl. Melody's actually working the girls' flight, which is coming up in 3 weeks or so. It is the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, and then the boys' flight will be in February, the President's Day weekend, which is Valentine's Day is actually on that Friday, isn't it? So it's yeah, Valentine's Day the Friday, and then it starts on the following Saturday. Flights run Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the reason we do that is typically they're off school on that Monday. So that's good stuff with that. Well, it looks like we might actually have some dates for our walks too, the adult walks, and that's probably going to be the end of March, like March 19th through the 22nd, and May 7th through 10th will be the two. I'm not sure if men will be first or women will be first. They're both going to be at Camp Lebanon, but I couldn't get two back-to-back weeks. We normally try and do two back-to-back weeks. It's less tear to set up and tear down, but, you know, you do what you do. And then it looks like we're probably going to have some fall dates in late October. And I'm hoping that we're actually going to go walk through a camp tomorrow, Camp Campbellguard, which is up near Trenton, not far from here. So we're actually hoping that that'll work out for October. And if it really works out well, then we're going to try and make that the camp where we do all of them. Flights are still going to be in Lebanon, because that's that church is pretty well set up for that. So those are good. Those are good. Well, we're missing Debbie and Linda. I know that they're not they weren't able to make it, but that's always good. Oh, got another. Did manage to get another one through Facebook. Brother Keith Martin. And actually, let me just read what he writes here. He says, "My stomach is having waves of pain, and diabetic symptoms are plaguing me all the time. Thanks for any prayers. I'm tired of the constant battles." Yeah, man, I know, Keith. We are this constant battle of garbage, but stomach pain and diabetes, all that garbage, man. That's just got to stop. That has got to stop. So let's get ourselves into a circle here and see where we're at. Bruce is breaking that song again, weren't you, Bruce? Will the circle be unbroken? Oh, be a square. Yeah, with four people. There is no sense. That's true. Well said, Bruce. You're the mathematician. Melody was supposed to be the math. Melody's supposed to be the math major, right?
No, not even close. I'm a
is that your
major.
Wasn't math like your math wasn't there. Math like your second one? Whoops.
No, that's Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
That's Beyonce.
I thought that was supposed to be like a we're getting like a secondary degree. Your bachelor's is in journalism. Didn't you?
Dad,
oh,
I've been going to school for three years.
I just paid the bill.
3 years.
Our God is good, though. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for daughters who correct me and keep me honest. And I thank you, Lord, for just your amazing grace. Amazing grace. It's and thank you, everybody, for being here on a day after Christmas. You know, sometimes it's the hustle and bustle of Christmas. We just need just a day to go. But and that's one of the reasons why we're here. Is for those on Facebook, you can just receive some more of God's great peace. I want to start with what the last request that was rolled through here and be specific for Keith. Keith, I know you're watching right now, and I want you just to repeat this after me, my friend. To say this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. I lay your hand on your stomach, Keith, and say this. Say, pain, you are a lie from the pit of hell. And we stand upon the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Now commanding the pain, leave me now and never return. So pain, you go right now. You leave him and go. You have no right. You are illegal. You have no right messing with him. So I thank you, Lord, as all pain must bow right now. Right now, in the glorious name. Thank you, Jesus. And diabetes crushed. Thank you, Lord, for perfect balance throughout his body. His entire body, mind, and spirit is made fully whole. So I thank you, Jesus, for perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect. Keith, if that pain tries to come back on you, man, you know what you got to do. You just tell it. Hey, I declared the word, you've got to go, I don't accept it. If that little twin starts to come back, you go after it and say, go, get off me, I don't accept you, you're a lie. I shared before, and I feel led to share again now, especially for Keith. We have three immune systems. We have our spiritual immune system, our emotional immune system, and our physical immune system, in that order. And when we stay strong in the spirit, that protects our emotional and keeps our mind at peace, right? Which then keeps our body at peace. So thank you, Lord. Good strength. And you are worthy, my friend. Keith, you are so worthy. Everybody here, everybody listening now, everybody standing here, we are worthy to receive. The enemy tries to disqualify us, but we are qualified. We are qualified. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you in the same victory that Bruce has kindly shared again with us. I thank that same victory we see for Brenda Wilson. So affirmation, confirmation that cancer is gone, not coming back. It's out of there. So thank you, Jesus, for perfectly perfect. For Todd Truman and family, their travel mercies, and all the others that are traveling and moving and grooving, Lord, I just thank you for all these things. Thank you, Tom, for bringing up for those people that are dealing with loved ones that are dealing with dementia and Alzheimer and the like, how hard that is. You're right. Just how hard that is on the families. And I thank you, Lord, for your supernatural peace upon them. Just give them peace. Give them peace, Lord, knowing that it's nothing that they did. It's something that the enemy has stolen. But our God is good and gracious. So I thank you, Lord, for peace and for healing. Because God is good. And Lord, we lift up the Emmaus community and the Crystals community, Lord. All communities, but specifically I'm asking right now for Northern Lights Emmaus. You bring those teenagers in, the young ladies, the young men, Lord, and just let them be blessed. Those teams are assembled, meetings are happening. They're good. It's good. I just thank you for your guidance and wisdom. And for the upcoming walks, too, for the adults, Lord, the same thing. You know, we need to get them bringing it signed up. And thank you, Melody, for bringing up this request for the church. Of course, for all churches, but specifically now for this church, we've had an awesome and amazing pastor here for many years. What, five? Was it your five? 5 years. 5 years. So, Lord, I thank you that you know who needs to be here to take this church to the next phase, the next level. So I just thank you that the person coming in, Lord, is given the wisdom and the guidance just to bless, just bless and grow in whatever shape that you desire for this church, Lord Jesus. For our God is good, our God is able. Anything else to be added? Say the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone. All right, for those of you who are watching, remember, your healing, it belongs to you. Because of what Jesus has done. Say that also, Keith. This healing belongs to me. Because of what Jesus has done. Glad you can hang out here with us. We will be here next Thursday also. Have a blessed and amazing new year. And what the people say?
Amen.
Amen. When Linda's not here, we got to do it for her. God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.